Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about sanctions and how it hurts the average person, or whatever happens to be on your mind. That's one of the things we've discussed so far. But coming up, we're going to get into the pig story out of New York State, where a man is trying to keep his pig against state bureaucrats that want to take it away from him. And that's on the way here tonight. With you tonight, it is Ian, TJ the Spy.
And Bonnie.
Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We're going first to northern Georgia, where Stephen is on the line. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I'm not here to debate you or talk about how the cops suck tonight. It's a little different. So, the SWIFT banking system recently banned Russia, and Russia has, like, their own new system, and so there's a threat that they could dump U.S. dollars, and if the U.S. dollar gets dumped, then U.S. Fed Reserve notes become worthless, well, more worthless than they already are.
Mm-hmm.
So that pushes me into an interest of crypto. My question is, what is crypto backed by? Like, we say it has a value of X.
Oh.
But where does that value come from?
That's actually a very good question. So first of all, I will illuminate and say Bitcoin is, at its base, mathematical. It's a solution to a mathematical equation. That's all it is. Your private key, it's a 256-bit integer that you know that allows you to sign transactions and spend your Bitcoin. But the true answer is, like, why is it what is it worth? It comes strictly because that's what people are willing to pay for it. There's no government forcing people to buy Bitcoin. Nobody's being forced to use Bitcoin. There's just a market clearing price that if you want to buy one Bitcoin right now, it's going to set you back about $40,000.
Yeah, about $41,000 today, which is down from $44 a couple days ago.
It's on sale.
Just for any beginners listening, you can still buy a piece of one Bitcoin.
That's a really important point, Bonnie, and a lot of people just presume, oh, I'm out of this market. I can't afford $41,000. No. But what you can do is you can get a 1% of a Bitcoin, or less than 1% of a Bitcoin, if you want.
You can get $10 worth, $5 worth.
The other thing I'll point out is that cryptocurrencies have...
So, what it sounds like y'all are saying, it is perception, it's value's perception-based.
Its value is what?
Its value comes from perception.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, it true, because when Bitcoin first started, it was perceived to have no value. So it was like a penny a Bitcoin, because people were like, why? Who accepts Bitcoin? Why would anybody want Bitcoin? We already have cash.
Well, there's also scarcity. Can you explain that to me? Because,
yes.
Even gold, if you just come down to it, is valued based on its...
So Bitcoin, it's an honest money because there's only going to be 21 million Bitcoins ever in existence.
And there's about 19 of them right now.
Right now that are in circulation. And that's designed so that less and less Bitcoin gets issued each year. So it's a deflationary currency. Unlike the U.S. dollar, where we print more and more dollars each year. And
the federal government does.
By and through the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, if you want to be technical. But the dollar gets its value by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which is basically pretty language, which means it's backed by nothing. There's nothing backing the U.S. dollar other than it's a fiat.
It's all perception
in
that case.
It's perception in that case. So what people are willing to pay for goods is totally perception-based. Like, what you're willing to pay for something depends on a whole bunch of factors.
Well, so one of the things that scares me about the current U.S. currency system is, one, it's controlled by the Fed, and the Fed is a private company, and the private company has no vested stake in my well-being. The other thing that concerns me about this is, as of right now, the U.S. Fed Reserve note is actually a petroleum note, right? It's mm-hmm. backed by Petro.
Well, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's so... You so countries like Saudi Arabia, they do trade in the dollar. They sell oil,
yeah,
and they
used.
Accept dollars. But
backed by is just different.
When
term.
You say backed, so for example, the dollar used to be backed by gold, meaning you could take a $20 bill into any bank and they would give you 1 ounce of gold. That mm-hmm. was the definition of a dollar, was 1/20th an ounce of gold. Well, now ever since Nixon, we're off the gold standard, so a dollar is worth whatever people think it's worth.
And they keep on printing more and more, which is why you're seeing prices going up all over the place. The other thing is, if you don't like the fact that the Federal Reserve is a private company, and in my opinion, it wouldn't matter if they were a government agency or a private company, they'd still be evil. But one thing you should know is Bitcoin is not a private company. What Bitcoin is it is computer code that was released to the world by an anonymous person or persons calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009, so 13 years ago. It was released open source to the rest of the world, so anyone who knows programming can read through the code and they can verify that it's honest and that there's no backdoors.
And people have tried to hack it,
yeah, and
it's never been hacked.
And the other thing that I think is important to point out here, its value is certainly based on the perception of people, but it's also... The reason why people perceive it as value isn't just because, oh, this is cool. No, it's because Bitcoin does what it says it's going to do, which is allows people to transfer value from one person to another across an entire planet, if necessary, in a matter of a moment. And it does it securely, and it does it in a way that basically yes. cannot be hacked, and that is worth something. What that something is worth is, again, up to the market.
Yes. I mean, Bitcoin has done something amazing for money, and that is it's made the cost to store money practically zero. All you need is a thumb drive, and you can store your wallet on a thumb drive or your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
or in your brain.
Instead of having to build a safe or a bank vault to store all your gold and silver or your cash.
And possibly have it seized by a criminal enterprise.
With Bitcoin, it's protected by cryptographic mathematics, so the government can't seize it without your password. If you don't give them your private key, they can't take your Bitcoin.
And this is why they hate it.
And the second thing is no government controls it. It's all math. And it's voluntary, so nobody's being forced at gunpoint. That's the thing. In the United States, if I run a business, I am required to accept U.S. dollars by law.
That's actually, from what I understand, not true.
Oh, really? Because it says this debt is legal for all
debts,
public and
all
private.
All debts. If you're just selling a product, that's not
Yeah, I
a
guess
debt.
You could do barter. So, or you could use gold backed or something.
Just
else,
selling it. Yeah. Remember, our friends Derek and Steven had the Bitcoin store. They had what they call the Bitcoin
shop.
Oh,
yeah, and they refused to accept payment in dollars.
Correct.
They only accepted payment in Bitcoin.
Right. But they also didn't give anyone debts
yeah.
either.
And one last thing I'll say about Bitcoin. It allows me to send money to anybody with a phone anywhere in the world instantly for like 20 cents. So, you know, if I wanted to send money to you, just an average listener, and you would have to give me all kinds of private information. I'd have to send you a check, maybe mail you a payment, send my gold to you, a physical address. With Bitcoin, you could just give me a QR code or give me a line of letters, and I can send money to that address. There's no danger in doing that.
So and no one can tell you you can't do it. That's one of the most important aspects. There's no middleman. There's no banker sitting in between you
yeah.
and the recipient who is going to ask you a bunch of questions.
And all of these are good points, but I'd also like to point out that so far we've been only talking about Bitcoin. The other cryptocurrencies
yeah.
are valued for, like,
the
use
same
case.
Reason. So, like, there's
Litecoin,
there's Dash, there's Monero, there's all these other cryptocurrencies, and they're also competing against Bitcoin.
Yep, that's true.
Because Bitcoin, its Achilles heel is it can only handle 7 transactions a second. The network can.
Yeah.
So there are other networks like Dash and Monero,
Stellar,
that can handle much greater volumes of transactions, and I think those might actually be used, big corporations, Targets, Googles. I think they're going to be using other cryptos besides Bitcoin, but I still see a very bright future for Bitcoin.
Steven, do we answer your question?
A little bit, yeah. So, and I'll say something, and maybe y'all can explain this a little bit better.
I'll tell you what, hang on, hold that thought. We'll continue back here more with Steven in northern Georgia. He's got questions about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, which is an amazing technology that is changing the face of finance across the planet. And it's getting into the news recently because it helped out with the freedom truckers in the convoy in Canada big time.
And Ukrainians, though.
The banking system had crackdown.
Russians.
It's helping out with the people in Ukraine and Russia as well. Unfortunately, the governments are starting to get into it, which is not something I think Satoshi Nakamoto foresaw happening, but it's happening, and it is an indicator that it's really hitting the big time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
TJ, this
fine. I'm sorry there.
It's all right.
And Bonnie.
And also want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is our sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you want to learn some of the basics, I mean, we've touched on a lot of it here, but we didn't get into the details on why decentralization matters or how blockchain works. If you want to get into some of the details on understanding Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and some of the cryptocurrency concepts, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some introductory videos there that you can dig into. One of them, the first one, is as short as 3 minutes. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. Now, if you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. Let's bring Stephen back in Tennessee. Stephen, you had another point or question that you wanted to bring up here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so side point real quick. First time I heard about Bitcoin was in 2012. I just looked something up. At the end of 2012, one Bitcoin was $13.45.
Oh, man.
So if you bought
the good old days.
I have an old Navy buddy that bought 100 Bitcoin, and I just realized I need to call him and let him know how much I love him. I wholeheartedly believe, and if you think I'm crazy, so be it, that there's a very real possibility that the economic and the electronic system in the United States is a massive target by either internal evil powers or external evil powers. And so I'm solidifying a lot of that stuff in valuables that are easily tradable. Also, I'm looking at this crypto stuff. How easy is it for these guys? Y'all said it's never been hacked. That's a big thing.
Okay, so it's there have been people who had their wallets hacked, like they accidentally gave away their password, or they've had their machines infected with malware and they typed their password, but it's never been hacked mathematically. So the math that underpins Bitcoin is sound.
The network itself is not hacked. There's not somebody out there able to fake a transaction or anything like that because of the decentralized nature of this. It is distributed and decentralized. So the Bitcoin blockchain is, in the shortest version of the explanation, is it's essentially a distributed ledger. It's a ledger that exists. It's a public ledger, so anyone can look at it. And it exists in, I believe, as many as 15,000 locations. I saw an updated number on it. It used to be like 10 or 11,000. Recently, they hit 15,000 full nodes are operating on the Bitcoin network.
And all they do is prove that mathematical equation over and over again.
Those are the miners, I think.
The miners. What they do is they distribute the transaction list and the blockchain to everybody else. So when you start your Bitcoin client for the first time, if you're not using a light wallet, so if you're using the full thing where you have maximum privacy with Bitcoin, that go to Bitcoin, wherever you get that Bitcoin standard core, Bitcoin QT program from, that...
you use the term maximum privacy, which you don't privacy.
There's all kinds of things. Like I say privacy loosely there. Monero's my choice for privacy
coins.
Yeah,
if you want true privacy, you've got to go to Monero. It's probably the best bet of all the privacy coins right now. But there are competitors to Monero. A lot of people in the Liberty Movement like Pirate Chain.
But you can still have Bitcoin be more private than the U.S. dollar because you can't have a private U.S. dollar unless it's cash. But as far as Bitcoin, you'll have to put your name on a wallet.
That much is true. If you create a new Bitcoin wallet from and don't tell anyone that you have it, and you've got mining rewards that are being put into it, that's brand new Bitcoins in a brand new wallet. And as long as you don't tell anyone it's yours,
or if you did, you might lose it in a boating accident.
Yeah, that is. So there's a pseudonymous aspect of Bitcoin. If you take enough steps, you might be able to preclude people from finding out that it's your Bitcoin. But if you
can just use Monero and stuff.
But if you associate it with your own personal wallet, if you say, hey, this is my wallet, I'm so-and-so, here's my wallet, then anyone in the world can look at your balance and see where it
is. And you can actually do that like on FreeKeen. You can actually go to the donation addresses for FreeKeen.com and see how much money FreeKeen has gotten from the various members over the years.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. Hope that helps you with some of your questions. Feel free to call another time if you've got more. Let's go to Marek. He's calling us from Poland, where, what is it, 3 in the morning right now? 4 in the morning? What time is it where you are?
Yeah. 3:30 at the moment.
Wow.
Going to the border with Ukraine to pick up some refugees.
Wow, okay.
And, yeah, Yeah, the situation is very dynamic here. Overall, through this week, I believe there was 500,000 people that arrived in Poland, and the Polish people really helped. They drive us, as I do, to the border. They take people. They provide housing, and I can tell you that as a libertarian, this is very building for me, you know, because I see, you know, people can help each other without any government.
Yes. Now, is the government in Poland getting in the way of any of the refugees, or are they actually allowing people to come over without a ton of paperwork and hoop jumping? Is there a process, and what's it like?
Yeah, so I would say it's pretty easy now. So they removed a lot of restrictions, including, by the way, the quarantine and the COVID passport. You don't need that at all now.
Oh,
wow.
For the Ukrainians. They just need a stamp or a passport, any kind of identification. And also for the kids, you know, because the younger kids, they don't have any documents.
Mm-hmm.
So they are letting them through with the parents. So it's pretty easy.
What if you don't have a passport? What if you just have like a Ukrainian ID card or a driver's license?
That's fine. And even if you don't have it, it's probably a longer way to identify yourself, but it's possible. So if you know, when they need it, they can definitely loosen some restrictions if they want.
Is there some sort of path to permanency for these people? Are they going to be able to stay in Poland as long as they want, or are they going to have to go back to Ukraine at some point in the future? What's that look like for them?
Yeah, so overall, you know, during the last years, a lot of Ukrainian people came to Poland and they are working here because the war, as you heard, started in Donbass in 2014, so there was a draft, so people came not to be going to the military, and also, you know, because of the economic reasons, Poland is way better at the moment, because we didn't have this Russian influence for 30 years now, and they are just starting to, you know, try to liberate from the Russian influence as of now, so they have worse economic position. But anyway, there is a lot of people working in Poland, there's a lot of people. I have some tenants from Poland renting a flat. So there are many people here. And if you go, you know, after 2 years or so, if you go through a lot of hoops, you can become something like a citizen, maybe not full citizen.
Like a permanent resident.
Wait, so you said you have tenants from Poland. Yeah. Did you mean from Ukraine?
From Ukraine, sorry, yeah. They are coming from Ukraine. They rent flats.
I know it's late. It sounds like you're on the road. Can you stay with us for more questions, or do you have to run?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. More with Marek here, because I definitely have more questions for him. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here as well at 603-283-6160. He's heading to the border as we speak.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Which is amazing, and we'll hear more from him coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. Russia military operations are ongoing in Ukraine, with those forces specifically targeting major Ukrainian cities. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says gaining control of those cities is a vital part of Russia's plan.
What we see, Neil, here is an attempt on multiple lines of access by the Russians to seize major population centers. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital city, being the main one that they're after, but they're going after these population centers so that they can again assume more control.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. A Republican senator is calling out President Biden. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
He should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. We know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that his wife is cancer-free. In a video posted on Twitter, the governor saying the update comes after his wife went through both treatment and surgery for the cancer. The Major League Baseball strike continues with no end in sight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to jump in here. On the phone with Marek, who is in Poland, and he's calling from a Polish phone number, the right country code and everything. He's on the road right now heading to the border. He says he's been assisting with helping refugees from Ukraine cross into Poland, where they are welcome, apparently. The Polish government is not standing in the way. They're making it relatively easy, all things considered. Normally, it's fairly difficult to immigrate into most places, but in this case, they are loosening restrictions, basically.
Including COVID restrictions.
Yes, thank goodness, because we had heard originally, like last week, that they were telling people, oh, no, you can't come in unless you got the vaccine
in
passport.
Poland?
I believe that was the story about Poland. Marek, weren't they saying that really early on, and didn't they change that?
Yeah, so like a few weeks ago, you would have to have the vaccination or take the test prior to coming, and if not, then you got on the quarantine. But that's changed for everyone now, but specifically for the Ukrainians, no restriction, no test required.
Yeah, as well, it's good timing that the COVID just happened to wrap up right in time for the war.
He says not for Polish people.
Nothing on the news anymore.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Not for Polish people? Oh, Bonnie says you said not for Polish people, so Polish people still have to have the passport?
No. We didn't get to the point where you had to have passport. There were some small restrictions, like limited number of people without the passport in cinema or something, but no one was really taking that into account.
Okay, good.
You know, nice.
Oh, plus in Ukraine, I've seen numbers that only 35% have been vaccinated in Ukraine. What's the obedience rate there in Poland? How many people got the shot?
I would say 56-57%, something around that.
It's about half. So let's talk more about rescuing these Ukrainians from the border. You're heading there right now. It's the middle of the night. This is, I presume this is not your first trip down there?
Yes, actually I went on Saturday. That was very fresh. There was a lot of chaos. No one knew how many people were. And actually just the turnaround was so great that I was waiting like 4 hours outside. It was freezing cold. Mm. And I wasn't able to pick up anyone because there were so many people we needed to help to give free rides, to give housing, that, you know, everyone was strictly going to someone with someone to their home.
So what is it like? You just go to the border, like one of the border crossings, and just randomly, you know, say, hey, I got some open seats, come on over? Like, how is this going to go? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, that's how it was in the past. Now it's more like organized. So there are some Facebook groups, some WhatsApp groups where you can say, you know, I can go, and there's some people saying, I need a ride or whatever. Hmm. And actually, the most critical, I have to say, is some people are going to the Ukrainian side, you know, risking going into war, actually, traveling even like 100 kilometers, 1,000 kilometers into the Ukraine to pick up some people. So there are some brave Polish people doing that.
Wow. Now, is it all women and children? Or because we'd heard that the Ukrainian government is prohibiting men between ages 18 and 60 from leaving the country.
Yeah, that's correct. So if you're a man and you are between this age, you are not able to cross the border. And I don't think they are forcing them to go to meet the military. They're just saying you cannot cross the border.
Mm.
And actually, I know a lot of people, you know, from, like I said, my friends and tenants and all of those people from Ukraine. There's a lot of people going deliberately to Ukraine to fight. And once they get through, they cannot go back. So it's a one-way trip at the moment.
So just to clarify, you're saying you know Polish people who are going to Ukraine to fight?
No. There are a few, but most of it I'm talking about Ukrainian people.
Ukrainians who were living
Polish
in Poland.
People gone
back.
Yes, correct. And Polish people, they can go back. So that's why Polish people go to pick up people, you know, children and women, because they can go back. So a lot of people from Poland are doing that.
I've heard that they're also turning away trans women. They won't let them cross the border.
I don't think. I've never heard about that. And there are some rumors. You have to also know that Russia is really strongly playing the propaganda in the social media. They want to try to say, you know, Polish people are not really saying welcome to refugees. They are trying to, you know, get some anger between us.
Okay, well, I would believe it was propaganda. That's just what I
heard. There's propaganda on both sides. I mean, this is basically a propaganda war. Marek, what else did you want to share about your experiences so far?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, you know, as a libertarian, I really see this clearly now, you know, how one person with a lot of power, I'm talking about Putin, can destroy so many lives, and how, on the other side, people that are just spontaneously answering the call of need that can help each other, which gives you the idea that really, you know, we don't really need those governments, and we really cannot get people into such power as Putin has, that he can get a war out of nowhere and, you know, have such influence. We really need to stop them from gaining power. That's my take, I guess.
Yeah, governments on both sides are definitely bad news. I mean, Putin's bad, but so is the Ukrainian government
as well.
Too many
people have too much power.
So, just one more thing. Just wanted to let you know, I visited actually Keen, and we met Ian like 8 years ago, and I'm planning to come again to visit Christine. States.
So cool. I thought the name sounded familiar. Very cool, Marek. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck.
Virginia, Virginia.
What does that mean?
Goodbye and good luck. If my pronunciation.
Is that in Polish?
Yeah, should be. Right. Did I get it right, Marek? Doza Virginia, po Virginia.
Povodzenia, I guess is the right word.
Nice. Yes, goodbye and good luck.
Povodzenia.
Thank you, Marek. Have a great night. Drive safe out there and good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Interesting story. Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah.
Oh, yes. I've just been hearing that, the Bulgaria is north of Ukraine, right? So they've been shooting off missiles from that country, right?
Bulgaria?
Do you mean Belarus?
Belarus.
I got it all confused. Belarus. So what I've been hearing is that there's men, I guess they must be communists, that want to join with the Russians and come down and attack Ukraine. So the only reason that they're trying to put on sanctions against Belarus, so they prevent that. So my whole point is that there's still a lot of communists in those former Soviet bloc countries that want to join back with Russia. And I do support that the guy that called in, the soldier, he says that most of the Russians, I'm not saying all of them, most of the Russians do support Putin. They only show like...
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, they're not having massive protests.
They are having
massive protests. People got arrested.
Hundreds of people were arrested, Sarah. And if you're living under a dictator, you usually don't want to speak out too loud. So I'm sure there's way more people than would actually show up at the protests who are against Putin.
And what the soldier that called in said was, he said, no, all the Russians, they don't want you to know, but all the Russians are against it. And the ones that are for the war. And the ones that are against the war are only in it because of their own personal financial gain. And that was just incredibly... there's just no way you can say that about an entire country of people, mm-hmm. that they're all for the war and hate Ukrainians. I mean, you just can't say
that. I support him. I think he's speaking more of the truth. Maybe there's small 3-5% that oppose the war, and they blow it up.
You just made those numbers up, Sarah.
Yeah, she's totally making things up. She doesn't know anything about what she's saying, and she's presuming that there's a bunch of communists around and that this has anything to do with communism. Now, I'm sure there are still communists in Russia and Belarus and Lithuania and Estonia, but they are in no way, shape, or form in any level of power. It's just... They have nothing now. Thank goodness. Things are much more economically free in all of the former Soviet states than they ever were under Soviet communism. Thank you for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here. The pig story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can watch the show on our Odyssey channel, and you can follow us there as well. Just head over to video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us on Odyssey, which is the best video streaming platform because it's based on a protocol that is open source, blockchain-based, decentralized. It is an uncensorable media sharing protocol. It's called Library. You can go to lbry.com to learn more about Library. As we get into the story that, Bonnie, you had last night, we didn't get a chance to get to it. It is one that I actually had in my show prep, I don't know, for the last couple weeks, but there's just so much to talk about. It was one of the ones I didn't get to either. It's about a man and his pig.
This is from the Huffington Post. Says man battling town over whether pot-bellied pig is livestock or emotional support pet. Ellie the... Oh, what?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, oh, yeah, the emotional support animal. I thought that's just... I thought that... I love this one. Go ahead.
Ellie the pot-bellied pig snuggles up to Wyvern Flat as he watches TV and sometimes rolls over to let him pet her belly, just like my dog. The 110-pound pig is family, Flat says. Oh, it weighs more than me.
A little bit larger than your dog.
It weighs more than me.
Yeah.
An emotional support animal who helped him through a divorce and the death of his mother. Officials in his upstate village of Kanajohari see it very differently, though. To them, the pig is a farm animal Flat is harboring in the village illegally. The
population of 2,229.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that they call it a village. I've never heard of a place in America being called a village.
They actually have those in New Hampshire. Where Mark used to live was a village.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
It's like a part of a town. So it's like a subdivision, if you will, of town. So there's like state, county, town, and then some towns, not all, have villages.
Yeah. The case could soon be headed to a criminal trial, but it has already caught the attention of pig partisans who believe the animals should be respected more as companions instead of just a food source. Mm. Quote, I could never dream of giving away somebody who's part of my family, Flat said recently as he patted the pig in his kitchen. She's very smart. She's more intelligent than my dogs. I think she can kind of hone in on you when you're feeling bad because she'll want to come and snuggle with you.
I think it's good that they haven't actually come and kidnapped this pig at this point, because I kind of expected that he would be fighting to get his pig back, but instead they're just fighting to try to steal it from him, so I mean, it's not as bad of a situation as it could be, but it's still awful that they're trying to do this to him. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why does anyone at all care about the fact that this dude's got a pig in his house?
In his own house, not somebody else's house, obviously.
Right. I mean, pigs are known for rooting up things, right? So if you let the pig in the yard, it's going to root. It's going to take things out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as it does it on your property, who cares? Is the pig getting in the neighbor's yard?
It sure has its own, like, area of the yard. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I don't hear anything about the neighbors complaining about this. And if they are complaining about it, shame on them if the pig has never actually destroyed their property.
Says Ellie is a knee-high Vietnamese pot-bellied pig with a black coat and hooves that clack on the floor as she walks from her kitchen to food dish. Flat was living in South Carolina when he got the pig in 2018, when she was about as big as a shoe.
That is one thing that a lot of people think about pigs, is that the pot-bellied pigs are going to be small. Like, they think of them like a teacup pig, like they're always going to stay small, and then they turn into these, you know, large beasts. Now, to be fair, 110 pounds is small on the scale of pigs, but it's still way bigger than, like, a small dog or something, even a medium-sized dog. That's large dog territory. But anyway, go ahead.
She came north with Flat in 2019 when he moved to Canajoharie, a modest village on the Mohawk River dominated by the husk of the old beech nut food plant. Flat, 54, bought a fixer-upper near the business center of the village with plans to remodel it and maybe open a restaurant on part of the ground floor. He also has two cats and two dogs.
By the way, I looked it up. Canajoharie.
It looks hard.
And they may have an accent, I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
A village code enforcer told Flat he was housing Ellie illegally, even though he's... Oh, that's just making me so mad. In October 2019, during a visit for a building permit request.
Oh, no.
When the village noticed Ellie was still there 6 months later, Flat was formally notified he was violating the local code barring farm animals in the village. Violation of a zoning code is a misdemeanor under state law, according to court filings. I know what this man needs to do. It's what Mark Edge did when Keen tried to contact him to tell him, oh, you have a dog that's not licensed. You need to give us your $4 for your dog. He wrote them a letter back and said, I will give you your money, your, you know, ransom, when you prove to me three things. Prove that, I don't know, Spot is a dog, a quote-unquote dog.
Mm-hmm.
Two, prove that I, quote, own Spot.
Mm-hmm.
And three, prove that it lives, quote, on my property. And they just ignored him.
Well, that is the ideal situation, is to have them ignore you when it comes to these things.
Oh, yeah.
And in a lot of cases, if they know you're going to fight, that's enough to get them to leave you alone, but not in this New York town. They want to go toe-to-toe with this guy and make his life a living nightmare.
Apparently they've gone pretty far. It says, violation of a zoning code is a misdemeanor under state law, according to court filings.
Yeah, that's up to a year in jail.
Both sides have dug in since. Flat says the village is picking on his pig, which he says is clean and smart. Several of his neighbors have signed affidavits saying they like Ellie, the pig.
Okay.
Village Mayor Jeff Baker said the board has no comment while the court case is pending. But an attorney for the village wrote in a court filing that the pig is a potential public health hazard. She argued that if, quote, every citizen were to openly scoff at the village zoning codes, we would live in a lawless society.
Which is good. If only people were to scoff at the zoning codes. I mean, that would be, if only 10% of the people were to scoff at the zoning codes, then that would basically end zoning.
And I'm going to piss off a lot of moms right now and dads, but whenever people act like animals are just inherently dirtier than humans, I just want to throw their kids outside and make their kids live outside, because their kids are disgusting in most cases.
A lot of humans are disgusting.
Oh, you know? That's true, not just kids.
I mean, look, what's the public health hazard?
I'm sorry, but what is the honest difference between my dog, who I give baths to and go and get groomed, and he has, you know, feet that walk on the ground, and your kids in their shoes, and they touch things and put it in their mouths.
Or elsewhere.
And they're allowed in restaurants, but coconuts not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know,
sneezing on everything or whatever. What exactly is the public health violation? Like, what could a pig do to endanger so-called public health?
Well, in your own house, he could do nothing to anybody else's house.
Right. What exactly is he going to do? Like, are you going to eat a meal off the pig's belly? What are you going to do? It's going to be a danger.
I think from legal perspective, they're worried if they don't go after him for his pig, if someone else with a tiger or with a piranha, some exotic animal. But I said, you know, obviously it comes down to common sense and just, you know, is this a one-time thing? I think it's totally reasonable if he has a pig in his house, and if I were the judge on the case, I would dismiss it. Because everybody's ignoring the zoning code. I hate to break it to you folks, but your house, I'm sure if you ripped out the drywall, there's going to be a few zoning problems that got overlooked during the inspection because they were cutting corners.
Well, a lot of stuff is grandfathered in. Like this house we're in is 1890. There was no zoning code at that time, right? That came much later.
What did we do before we had the government to tell us how to build our houses so they didn't burn down?
Died.
Some people did. But ultimately, the government doesn't protect you from burning alive in your house.
And the other thing that is so outrageous about this case is the fact that the government thinks they can just tell this man that he doesn't have a disability. Here, the prosecution, it says, quote, defendant provided no legitimate proof that he is a person under disability and no proof that his disability was remedied by having an emotional support animal, nor that the particular animal...
How are you supposed to prove that?
How can I prove to somebody that I love coconut? How can I prove to somebody...
Affidavit. No, seriously, that's usually what I do. Like, for example, if, you know, say some property gets seized and you don't have the receipts to show you own it, you can sign an affidavit saying, I own it. So, and that's proof, or at least it goes in favor of showing you own it.
All right, well, yeah, I guess he could sign an affidavit saying
yeah.
It might work.
That's pretty much the story. It says here that the trial's been delayed, so we may get an update on this later on as this case develops. Luckily, like I said, he still has the pig at home. So,
and he can face jail time, it says in this, so you're right.
Wow, it's insane. And, of course, then what are they going to do to the pig?
They said they will take it away if he
loses. And then do what to it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, everybody, see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.
Keep living free.
Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.